They can pass it around. Just pass it around. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome the Darrow campus student as well as all of the students via internet and the Roku. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for our apostle.
Amen.
Your lives, my lives, our lives can never be the same. As we apply those principles that he's giving to us. Amen. Now, this class, once again, is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. I'm going to encourage you to read definitely the introduction, first chapter. Now, y'all know there's no way you can cover the whole book, right?
Yes. Amen.
So we're going to highlight different things out of the book. Amen. Amen. Tonight, what we're going to talk about is spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance. Let me say this. The church is ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. Amen. Because we have a lot of things that go on all in the name of being spiritual, but it doesn't follow biblical pattern. All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll read the first 7 verses. Because this class is going to develop you, to teach you how to move in the gifts of revelation. Every child of God, every child of God, according to Ephesians chapter 1, that God would, this is an apostolic prayer, that God would give unto us, right, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our spiritual understanding being enlightened, that we might know, what? What is the hope of his calling? And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, his saints? That we might know, that's intimately acquainted with, the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, because we believe. And it's only according to the working of his mighty power, the Bible says, which he wrought in the Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come, put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things. To who? The church. To who? The church. To who? The church. Who are we? We are the church. We are the body of Christ. So God wants us to be filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, watch this, in the knowledge of him. When we know who he is, we know who we are. So we cannot be ignorant of spiritual things. That's why I went through, you have to be born of the spirit first, born of the spirit, not water baptized. Water baptism can't save you. You must be born from above. You must be born of the spirit of the God. You must hear the word of God. The spirit will quicken it to you. Upon your confession of faith in Christ Jesus, you are born of the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who then immerses you into the body of Christ. That's born of the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit is another level. Another level. It opens up another realm. And the only way to open up that other realm, we have to develop a lifestyle of praying in the Spirit. Huh? I believe it's Ephesians 6 where he say praying always. Find it. I think it's Ephesians 6. I want to say it's 18, but it might not be 6:18. Might not even have an 18 verse in there.
Praying always.
praying. What verse is that?
18.
Verse 18. Yeah, y'all thought, yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, y'all know y'all like to throw bricks at preachers. Like, you know, we can't forget a verse or misquote something. You be out there worried about what we misquote and worried about what we're trying to teach you. Ephesians 6:18 say, praying always. Notice what he said, with all prayer
and supplication. In the Spirit.
Notice what he said, in what?
In the Spirit.
In the Spirit. You cannot pray in the Spirit if you are not filled with the Spirit. The term praying in the Spirit is, it's talking about a person who has been baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, according to Acts chapter 2. Right? And they were all filled. And they were what? All filled and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Now, that's why it's so important, because now watch, the book teaches this. When you read the introduction in chapter 1, you cannot begin to move into the gifts of the Spirit without first of all developing a prayer life in the Spirit. And more than developing a prayer life in the Spirit, y'all know we love to speak in tongues. Come on, raise your hand. Well, yeah. You know you get happy praying in tongues. Come on, let's be honest. You can get real drunk. All right? And so what we have seen, and the reason I say that the church is ignorant of spiritual things, because we don't see no manifestations of the Spirit anymore in churches. We have gotten just happy with talking in tongues. But the Bible says, you know, when you speak in an unknown tongue, you're not talking to men. You're talking to God. But he says, how be it in the Spirit, you are speaking mysteries. That's 1 Corinthians 14, part of your homework assignment. So don't act like you're lost. How be it in the Spirit, he's speaking what? Mysteries. Turn over there, because I need you to see this. I'm going to go into spiritual ignorance. We're going to get to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but you got to follow the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
14. What does it, verse 1, what does it say?
Follow after charity.
Follow after charity. Follow after love.
And desire
spirit. Now look at me. See, the Holy Ghost knows what he's doing. You got to desire spiritual gifts. I'm tired of reading about them. We know them. Well, we got 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We got the speaking gifts. We got that's the gifts that say something. We have the power gifts. That's the gifts that do something. We have the revelational gifts. That's the gifts that reveal something. Well, that's all we know. Let's start doing them. All right. So what's the first step? Desire. Huh? Notice what he say. Follow after charity.
Desire spiritual gifts. But rather that ye may prophesy.
Now, watch this. But I rather that you may prophesy. I want you to desire the gifts, the manifestation of the Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 7, is given to every man to profit withal. These gifts are manifestations of the Holy Spirit, are not for show. They're not show off. They don't tell people how spiritual you are. Prophelying. I don't believe you ought to tell people God told you something unless he told you. I don't know why people lie on God. Then people get frustrated and aggravated. Got people marrying the wrong folks. The Lord said that. The Lord ain't say nothing. That's you. Want her to marry him. Oh, Lord. All right, come on, let's go, because I got to go.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue.
Now watch this. He say rather that you prophesy, right?
Yeah.
Right? All right, now notice why he said that. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue.
Speaking not unto men.
He's not speaking unto men.
But unto God.
But unto God.
For no man understand
him. No man understand him. All right, now, that's why. See, Paul is a man of the Spirit. I believe Paul was to be the next apostle. After the boy hung himself. Well, don't get mad with me. I'll say, I believe. It ain't gonna hurt your salvation. And the reason I say that is because apostles are not appointed by men. They're appointed by God.
Yes,
it was Jesus who chose the 12, wasn't it?
Yes,
Huh? Jesus wasn't casting no lots. Jesus chose 12 men and ordained them to be apostles. Paul said, I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel that I preach is not after men. I got it by revelation of Jesus Christ. See, I'm a servant of God called to be an apostle. It was God who called me. You heard apostle? It was God who put him in office. He don't need no celebration. It was the head of the church who called him by name. I believe that those gifts come from the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? All right, now go back and read again. Keep reading. 1 Corinthians 14. Pick up.
He that speaking in unknown tongue.
He that speaking in an unknown tongue.
Not unto men,
does not speak to men.
But unto God.
Talking to God.
For no man understands.
No man what?
Understand.
All right, now that hooked me back up. This is what I wanted to say. See, Paul said, I will pray with my spirit and I will pray with my understanding also. It's okay to pray in English or whatever natural language, Spanish you have, whatever. But there are times when you can't do nothing about your situation. You need to be able to have another gear. You need to be able to shift. And you can't shift out of the natural, which is your natural language, into the supernatural without being filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Because now you shift. Paul say, I don't know what my mind don't understand nothing I'm saying, but my spirit is being built up and edified. And praying in the spirit is the gateway to all of the other gifts of the spirit. It's the what?
Gateway.
That means it opens it up. All right, read, keep reading. I know it. No.
For no man understandeth
him.
Howbeit in the spirit. He's speaking mysteries.
Mysteries, secrets. Listen to me. Y'all better hear the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God. In the what?
In the what? Secret.
I know now we quote that, but here's a secret to the secret. Once you discover the secret place, is no longer a secret. The Bible says the secret things belong unto God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. So he gave unto us the spirit of revelation. So we can't be functioning down here on one gift. Now pay attention to what I'm saying. Pastor versus fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, along with the nine manifestations of the spirit. Because I believe the spiritual equipment to stand in all of those offices are determined by manifestations of the Holy Ghost. The apostles were men that functioned in the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Hello, somebody. And special faith. I mean, because it separates you from the crowd.
Yes.
Everybody don't carry the same mantle.
Right.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, God wants you to get past just praying in the spirit.
All right.
Babbling. He wants you to begin to pray that you interpret what you're praying. Pray that you interpret what you're praying. Because watch this now. Prophesying or prophecy. Is speaking in the, see, Paul say, I'd rather that you prophesy than speak in an unknown tongue. Because when you speak in an unknown tongue, who you building up?
Yourself.
Only yourself. So when you just, and all of you get this unction. See, listen to me. It's time to say graduate. The purpose of apostolic teaching is to graduate you. We got to get out of kindergarten and let's go to another level. Are you listening to me? When we come together, every one of you have a tongue. Every one of you have a song. We can be taught to prophesy. You need to know when the spirit of prophecy come upon you so you can hear and say what God said. All right. But that comes through what? Praying in the spirit. Y'all got me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, prophecy is when you're speaking in, see, a divine utterance in a known tongue. Spirit of God come upon you, cause you to say something that came straight directly from him in a known language to everybody listening. Yeah. Got it? Now, but there's something equivalent to prophecy. Tongues. And interpret. Right?
Yep.
Right? Prophecy is a dime. Silver dime. Right?
Yeah.
One silver dime is equal to how many nickels?
Two.
Two, right? So if you have prophecy, which is a divine utterance in a known tongue, then if you have tongues and interpretation, if I interpret what I'm praying, that's equivalent to prophecy. Do y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
Right? Okay, that's important because that's how you start moving. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's the foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul says, now concerning what?
Spiritual gifts.
Now concerning spiritual gifts. Look at me. Functioning in the spirit. Remember, I told you that all that Jesus did, everything Jesus did, everything Jesus say, I can do nothing of my own self. The one who has anointed me has also equipped me to function in this earth realm as an apostle, as a prophet, as an evangelist, as a pastor and a teacher. The Lord Jesus Christ stood in all fivefold ministry offices, but he had the equipment to do it. He was equipped with the Holy Spirit without measure. And he had a Holy Spirit prayer life. See, the Bible don't have to tell you Jesus spoke in tongues for you to know he did. Bang. We just get so spiritual. What happened to you when you got filled with the Spirit? Well, then what do you think happened to him when he got filled with the Spirit? What happened to him in Acts chapter 2? They prayed in other tongues. What happened in Acts chapter 10 to the Gentiles? They heard them speak in other tongues just like we did at the beginning. So we need to get rid of that. That's elementary. All of you need to pray in tongues.
Amen.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you to be what?
Ignorant.
All right, this is ignorance. Ignorance defined as lack of knowledge. But we need to get past that because that's not a good statement. Just lack of knowledge. In the church, it's not so much we have a lack of knowledge. According to Hosea 4:6,
yes,
you look
sir.
At it. He yes. said, my people are destroyed yes. for the lack of knowledge. And then we quote that and go on to the like you can't get to the next phrase. That's ignorant. The Bible didn't say you perish for a lack of knowledge. It say you perish because you reject knowledge.
Yep.
You have a lack of knowledge because when somebody trying to train you, you come out of the Baptist church. And you don't want to hear nothing about talking in tongues because they told you that's of the devil. And you read right in your own Bible, it's not. Talking about pastor said. What about God said?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You with me? Lack of knowledge. Lack of understanding. These things are important. God said my people are destroyed for the lack of what?
Knowledge.
Because they reject knowledge. But what are you saying was the priests, the people who are responsible
yes,
for teaching the people.
Yes, sir.
Were ignorant.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord.
Yes, sir.
Watch what I'm about to say. They didn't want to go in and don't want the people to go in. You can't keep God's people in ignorance.
Yes.
God wants you to graduate.
Yes.
So you got to walk away from people who don't want to go farther.
Amen.
Then the next thing is, see, my people are destroyed. They are not empowered because they're not equipped. The Bible says grow in knowledge. And knowledge of you and growing the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you know who he is, you start knowing who you are. You are not separate from him. You are Christ.
Amen.
See, that's been the problem in the church. Revelation knowledge. See, we're going to talk about it in a second. The key to spiritual ignorance is revelation knowledge and apostolic teaching. That's why God sent you to the school. After he called apostle to stand in the office of an apostle, he started drawing people saying, now I'm going to start training some apostolic people so they can understand heaven to earth government, heaven to earth. See, it is not God's will for you to go to heaven. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say, oh, Lord, I ain't never heard that before. The problem with the church is we trying to teach God ain't, you ain't down here to prepare to go to heaven. Yes. God's government is from heaven to earth. You are in the body of Christ because it is our responsibility to bring heaven to earth. The Holy Spirit reveals to us God's plans, God's purposes, God's pursuits, so that we could bring it down from heaven and establish it in the earth realm. This is a military operation. And the Bible says when we walk in revelation knowledge, hell can't stop us.
That's right.
We
That's
doing
right.
too much praying about the devil. The hell with the devil. The devil in hell. Hell.
That's right.
The devil can't stop revelation knowledge. Once you get truth that come from God. See, we on the defensive. It's time to get on the offensive. See, I used to play basketball. This, yeah, we believed in playing defense. But one thing they made a saying, the best defense is a great offense. Put some pressure on them. Make them have to stop you. Y'all ready for this? That's what's happening in the apostolic. Satan is going, you ain't going to be worried about what he doing because you're going to understand he can't stop you. All right. Now, so ignorance is defined as a lack of knowledge and a lack of understanding. Now, y'all know what the scriptures say. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get a what? Now, do you know that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of understanding?
Wow.
We ain't dumb, y'all. Oh, no. We got the one in us who know everything. I'm sorry. I should tell you, he knows ABCs, he knows math, he's a geometrist, he knows everything. Problem is, you want to be spiritual with him. He said, I can talk to you about finances. All right. Now, why this lack of understanding is such a key statement? Wisdom is the principal thing, and all thy get what? All right. In the parable of the sower, Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 13, verses 18 and 19. Come on, turn there. Come on now, we don't have all night, so you got to be moving. I tell people, if you read your Bible, you can keep up with a preacher. Half the church don't read, so now the preacher got to spend 9 hours reading versus training you. Load the software. Come on, y'all ready? Matthew 13, verse 18, 19. Read, what it say?
Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower.
Oh, he done let out already. They all, oh.
You got 5 minutes.
I got 5 minutes. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, got 5 minutes, y'all. I'm not getting put out for y'all. You ain't that anointed. I will shut this thing down. All right, now, hear what I'm about to say. Hear what I'm about to say. Jesus. Matthew 13, 18. What does it say? Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Read.
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom
and does not understand it, the wicked one cometh and taketh away
that which was sown in his heart.
All right, so that's why you have to have an understanding. Right. You can't be sitting there talking about, that don't mean nothing. You got to understand this stuff. Because what understanding, now you can have some application. Anybody ever went to a new job assignment, didn't know what you was doing? You remember how dumb you felt? Huh? You felt like a wet sock. Yeah, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. But once somebody trained you and you begin to understand that thing, now you're walking around with confidence. Watch this, because now I can have apostolic succession. If I understand, I can train somebody else. The biggest problem we have in the church is we have too many members who occupy positions, hello, and not wanting to train the next generation. So we are positional. All right. So the reason to talking about that understanding was if you don't understand, Satan going to take what you're supposed to know, take it from you. You got it? So it's important for you to understand. So we talked about spiritual ignorance. Understand this. God cannot bless spiritual ignorance. He can't bless it. All right. So the remedy for spiritual ignorance is revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge and apostolic teaching. You remember Peter got the revelation? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to Peter, Simon Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he say, behold, I say to you, you are Peter. But he say, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Say rock.
Rock.
R-O-C-K. Upon this rock. Y'all know what rock stand for? Revelation of Christ known. Yeah. Write it down. Yeah. Based upon this rock, the rock of revelation, the revelation of Christ known. You got to know he's the Christ so you can start functioning as the Christ. Amen. Y'all got it?
Yes,
all right. So now you got revelation knowledge. Y'all got it? Then the next thing is apostolic teaching. Acts 2:42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and, watch this one, fellowship. You can't hear it one time and go get your own ministry with your crazy self. That's the whole problem in the church. We have a bunch of preachers don't want to be submitted. I tell people, they say, you travel all the time. What you do? I travel with my spiritual father. Do you preach? No. Well, what's wrong with you? Nothing. What's wrong with you? See, because you got to be trained. See, matter of fact, no churches should be existing in the earth realm today unless they were sent out.
That's right.
And that's why we have problems in the church. We have more went than sent.
That's right.
Y'all not getting me in trouble.